Hey y'all, it's Mary from KUOW's Radioactive Youth Media, and I have a special episode for you today. This piece that I'm going to share with you is out of Echo Glen, a medium and maximum security facility for incarcerated teens in Snoqualmie, Washington. Radioactive mentors worked with some youth there for 3 Saturdays as they made their own audio pieces. So here's a song written, recorded, and edited in this workshop by 2 anonymous teens. Here we go.
This is J.P. Bangs Music.
At the age of 10, I thought I was alone. I had a house that I couldn't call home. Had 3 siblings, had to take her on my own. It wasn't mom's fault, she did everything she could. That was straight failure, I wish I understood. Don't get me wrong, I had love for my father, but I wasn't gonna let my mom get hurt no further. Little after that, my dad was sent to prison. I had to keep going, but man, I still missed him. It all started when my dad got locked up. Sometime after that, I became the plug, cause I would do anything to pay my mom's bills. Even if it meant working on the fields. At the end of 6th grade, I was kicked out. That's when I started failing. It wasn't no doubt. Trying to be a man was my first mistake. I got a beating from my uncle, even you couldn't take. Maybe I didn't listen, cause when I was 13, I became affiliated. I had the mental mind and I had the behavior. That's when I met my barrio, that's when I met my homies. I be talking about robatos, not some fake phonies. I started putting work, I started getting cash. I started getting girls, I started living fast. That's when I found my family, hashtag second mistake. But I was already deep, getting out was too late.
Mama told me I need to change the way I'm living. But mama, you don't see what I see in my vision. I got this bad little thing by my side, but I'm wondering, is she fun to hold it down for all this time? Is she really down to ride all this time? And my cell got me contemplating, is she really the one? All this is just for fun, real stuff. Mama prayed for me to have better days. I took it for granted, now I'm in this cage. Day after day doing the same thing. This has been going on forever, ain't nothing changed. Mama, I should've just listened to you when I had the chance. But I love the lifestyle, I was living fast. But when I got cracked, it's like everything just crashed. I see my friends from folks. It's like when I got locked up, I lost control. But now I'm back and I am in cruise control. So check it, if you doubt me, I'ma push harder. That's the last thing I heard from my father. My lifestyle's crazy, I'ma keep going day in and day out. Wondering what's the way out. In reality, you gotta do good, that's the way out. This situation got me thinking about my life. All this cause I decided to commit a crime. Mom, I'm sorry for all those tears I had you shedding. My life might not be tied with a bow, but it's still a blessing. I'm sorry for all those times I had you stressing, cause I wasn't home. Now don't get me wrong, I wanna go home, but the choices I made stop me. So don't go and double cross me, I'm gone.
Don't worry, mom, you always on my head. I'ma stop being stupid and do good instead. I know I'm locked up, but the bad days gonna pass. Good times to come, with a smile on your face, that for sure is gonna last. I'm sorry, mom, for all the stuff I put you through. I just did what I thought I had to do. A year passed now, and I'm known in the gang. I was putting in work, I earned myself a name. It's a smiley, it's who I became. But now I repent for what I've done in my life. I was just a little kid, trying to stay alive. My third mistake is when I caught 4 years. I apologize, mama, for the pain and the tears. Oh my God.
Big shout out to Amy Pignon for her support on this piece. For behind-the-scenes photos from Echo Glen, including a photo of one of the creators at the mic, check us out on social media. We're on Facebook at Radioactive Youth Media and Twitter and Instagram at KUOW Radioactive. Next week, we bring you stories from a workshop we did with refugee youth in Seattle, where they made podcasts like this one.
We have to wear the soccer uniform, but I'm not allowed to wear it.
Why?
As a Muslim, we don't wear shirts, clothes that shows a lot of skin.
I have a friend named Maryam. She is an Iraqi Muslim. Mariam has the same problem as you.
We're trying to make a girls' soccer team with my dad, and he's the coach. We're making this team to let the girls have opportunity to play soccer and have fun at the same time.
Subscribe to Radioactive Youth Media so you don't miss it. Until next time, thanks for listening.